is Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up, Syria's new president offers mixed messages, none of which encourage believers. Then the gospel offers hope for the parents of prodigals. It's a story you won't want to miss, and it's coming your way in just a few minutes. But we'll begin today in Syria, where President Ahmed al-Shara is condemning violence that erupted in his country over the weekend. He says no one responsible for the mass killings of Assad supporters and minority groups will be above the law. But the president risks undermining that statement if he doesn't act swiftly to back it up.
What government structures are going to be put in place to uphold what they say? There's just so many questions at this early stage.
That's Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA. He says Syrian pastors are not hearing messages of peace.
What they are hearing from the new government is, just wait. Once we get established, once we get our feet on the ground, then we'll deal with the Christians.
If Christians are to be protected under the new regime, Nettleton says that tolerance will only reach as far as traditional communities, Orthodox, Catholic, and so forth.
When they say, we want to have a space for Christians in Syria, they don't want to have a space for a Muslim convert to Christianity. They consider that person an apostate.
So please, pray for the children of God in Syria.
They certainly would love it if the government does provide protection for Christian communities, but they're not going to wait around for that to happen. They're going to continue to be bold witnesses for Christ.
Meanwhile, ceasefire negotiations between Israel and Hamas began yesterday in Qatar. The United States is expected to join the discussions later this week. The Israeli delegation hopes to secure the release of 59 hostages still left in Gaza. However, Pastor Tess Kahasi with Beit Hillel Congregation in Ashdod says Israelis have differing views on where to go from here.
There are some groups, especially on the left wing, they say that we have to release the hostages with any price. And there is the other group also, the right wing especially, that they say, no, we can't pay the whole price. Because with this terrorist group, if we pay them the whole price, if we give them everything that they want, we are just pushing them to do the same thing next time, kidnapping another people, kidnapping another kids.
Believers in Israel are pointing people to a greater hope.
When we are trying to solve the problem of this country, laying on politicians and different kinds of secular personalities, we couldn't find hope, we couldn't find peace. But we are preaching the gospel of Christ, and we're preaching this gospel in our church. So we say to the congregation every time that the hope of this nation is Yeshua.
Pray for godly wisdom, peace, and trust in Christ. Then, prodigal is a Christian culture word for someone who is spiritually wandering. Doug Hutchcraft with Hutchcraft Ministries has a word of encouragement for parents.
I have the honor of being the black sheep in our family. So I was one, and I've got a lot of friends that are dealing with this as well. It's a big problem right now. It's an epidemic.
You can be the most Jesus-loving, Jesus-serving mom or dad and still see your child run from their own relationship with Christ, says Hutchcraft. When he was a prodigal teen, his own parents depended on scripture and prayer. His dad later told him,
we would go into our room, we would close the door, and we would get on our knees, and we would pray, we would pray, we would pray, remembering that this isn't the final story. This was just the chapter. So just constantly lifting us up in prayer. And I remember knowing they were praying for me then.
Their steady love led Hutchcraft to turn around. For parents today, he says,
but if there is a way for them to know that no matter what, you still love them, that your love for them is unconditional, remembering that we are Christ's ambassadors, when they look at you, ask yourself this every day, am I really representing Jesus to them?
Listen to the Hutchcraft brothers talk about pursuing prodigals in the latest episode of their podcast called Go Mad. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.